I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Tesla has lost its crown as the world's best-selling electric vehicle maker. The Chinese rival, BYD, is now on top. Analysts and all of us speculators can point to one thing, but I would like to argue that it's a number of things. May even have been predictable, and that even in the new environment, not preventable. And certainly that nobody should throw a Tesla pity party. Let's go through it. First, Tesla's astronomical rise to the top of its existence is absolutely amazing and almost incredible in the true definition of the word. We have to remember the common thread back then. Oh, just some weirdos, computer nerds, climate change evangelists, and people who just want to be different will own those things. No. The Roadster was released in 2008, but when Tesla got real, the S model was released in 2012. So in auto industry terms, Tesla is still a toddler. And in my frame of reference in the East Bay of the San Francisco Bay Area, it seems now almost every other car is still a Tesla. Bit of an exaggeration, but... So with that little bit of context, here's what all the pundits say happened. Tesla lost the crown to Chinese BYD, which internationally sold 2.26 million units last year. Tesla sold 1.64 million, which was down 9% year over year. That brings us to the first point. The Chinese government went full court press in efforts to make BYD the electric car maker internationally. Part of the effort was fueled by Trump tariffs, a mini economic war to which the Chinese said, shove it, will outproduce Tesla domestically. China has not banned the sale of Tesla, but numerous restrictions make them much harder to purchase. As well as China, BYD has made amazing inroads into Asia and even Europe. Second, the last quarter for Tesla was a bust, not even reaching goals analysts at FactSet had expected. Their target was 440,000. They did 418,227. That timing brings us to the U.S. EV incentive pull-off. They went away. Well, guess what? So did many sales. Trump war on alternative energy, including EVs, really hammered Tesla, as well as other brands. It's even partially caused companies like Stellantis to redraw its move to electric-only vehicles. The U.S. EPA goals have been gutted by the Trump administration. Without the government push toward clean air, some of the EV sales had to go poof. Trump has really thrown Musk under the bus there. Third, there's the argument that Elon Musk's ultra-right politics hurt Tesla this year. His very vocal Doge efforts could have turned a lot of people off, probably more than having the right wing try a Tesla, and they most likely wouldn't have been inclined to go EV anyway. They were always strange bedfellows. Fourth, there is a real competition to Tesla. All of the major manufacturers are making EVs. Quality differs, of course, but even note, EVs for old-fashioned gearheads are coming. Chevy Corvette, Dodge Charger, new Chevy Camaro, Porsche, BMW, Mercedes. These things are super fast and actually have dashboards that look like cars we've been used to. Well, we'll see if they have any legs, or should I say wheels. So Musk says he's going to concentrate on robo-taxis, real self-driving cars, and SpaceX, while Tesla sales will go on. So questions. Does Tesla need to change anything? Will China's BYD continue to gain market share? Did Elon Musk's politics hurt Tesla? Did Trump really mean to throw him under the bus? How badly is the EV market future hurt before somebody comes back to power who wants to go in that direction again? Are you gearing up for one of those hot, fast, gearhead-aiming EVs? Should we, in fact, throw a Tesla pity party? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.